Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. It's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Hopefully everybody's having a good Friday. And, you know, we'll be back on Monday, 2 to 4, for the G-Bag Nation, then hand it off to the pregame at 4 o'clock. The after-the-fact reporting of the Nico firing continues to just crank out golden nuggets of basketball interest. And when a move is made, people are more willing to talk. I know Luka fans were highly frustrated with how that scuttlebutt was moving after he was traded, and all the skeletons in the closet, so to speak, were coming out on him. But now it's kind of working on the other side, at least with this story, is the Lakers and Anthony Davis did not see eye to eye during their last season together. This is Brett Siegel reporting this. Lakers reportedly had issues with AD showing up to camp out of shape and with his inability to stay healthy. The final straw for them was when Davis publicly said the Lakers needed another big man so he could move back to power forward. Rob Pelinka reportedly also discussed potential deals with the Celtics that would have sent AD to Boston. It was perhaps the most egg on the face moment for Nico, at least internally, had to be over there at the building when Anthony Davis showed up out of shape. Yeah. And now the pictures of media day are going viral where he's like holding the ball, but he's got like that dad gut.
Yeah.
And AD has always been so lean and strong that it really looks out of place with him. But that had to be amongst the final straws that broke the camel's back over there for Patrick Dumont.
Think that's Terry Black's? What do you think that is?
My goodness.
When you said it, I'm kind of like, yeah, I know the feeling, man.
Yeah.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
And you know, the joke or whatever the meme is that this was Texas Tex-Mex or barbecue or chili or,
yeah,
you know, insert.
Absolutely, all the above.
You know, all of our favorite comfort foods, yeah, down here that we just destroy, and most of us get a little bit bloated. But apparently the worst thing about this story was that this had already happened.
Yeah.
So Rob's like, sweet. He thinks he's getting rid of his fat guy that can't get healthy, and we're actually giving him a guy that we're actually maybe just as frustrated, if not more frustrated for, and, you know, unbelievable. So on the topic of Luka returning, I wanted to see if I could bring this full circle. What would happen if you called Los Angeles and offered them? What if you said, we're going to give you Anthony Davis back along with Cooper Flagg? We want our Luka back. You saw him on the podium the other night. Reporter asked him, would you ever go back to Dallas? He didn't say no. Said it would always be home. Mm. Would you want to do that from a Mavs fan perspective at 877-881-1053? Would you trade AD and Flagg back for Luka? I think everybody's going to say yes to this. The only question for me is, how would Los Angeles look at this? This would have to be maybe an agent-controlled deal, or maybe Luka would have to demand out actually to make this realistic. But if I'm LA right now, I'm looking at this Luka thing, and it's fun and he's scoring a lot of points, but we're definitely not a playoff team. And, you know, maybe we might be with Anthony Davis and Maybe we could flip Cooper Flagg, then trade him back before the trade deadline or something, and build out a veteran roster around what would be AD, LeBron, and Cooper Flagg.
Man, yeah, I'd love to get Luka back.
You do that?
I'm just sitting here thinking about the times, and this is not anything to do with Cooper Flagg, because every night that I've watched Cooper Flagg play, I've admired like an 18, 19-year-old guy that's out there just playing his ass off and trying to fit in. It's not his fault. You know, he's trying to be in the right spot. He's trying to communicate. He's trying to hustle. He's trying to, when he could take a shot. He showed me something the other day when he went after Wimby in that game. Giannis. He took the ball to the rack. Giannis went vertical, and then he was kind of a struggle. He was going to try and jump it, dunk it on it, but then kind of laid it in. But that's, he showed me that he wasn't afraid, and I don't think it's his fault. But I'll tell you what, my best Maverick memories, other than going back with Dirk and championship, that whole thing, is Luka being out on that court. And I wanted to ask you this, Dawson. You think by the way that the media portrayed Luka as being a bigger guy, that we might have ran him off? That maybe that we put this in the mind?
I think the media mostly protected Luka. You know, maybe after he was gone, that storyline came out quite a bit. But
we did nothing. But I mean, there was a lot of Fupa Luka and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there was a lot of like. And listen, if you're listening, Mike Bacsik, hey, respect the hell out of you, but there was a lot of Mavs like calling out Luka for how poorly he was in shape.
Oh yeah.
And I just wonder if, and you talk about the fan base having something to do getting rid of the GM.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we made it a lot worse than it really was?
I don't. I think there was some of it, but not a lot of it. And I'd be surprised how much Luka was even aware of it. You know, I think maybe sports radio, not his thing. I think he was like a video game guy and maybe a lifestyle guy off the court. But who knows? Yeah, I think the thing that really happened that I think was maybe behind the scenes or underreported in the lead up to that is just how many people in the Mavs organization had it with Luka,
right?
Because of how much they let the relationship deteriorate, and maybe early on they acquiesced to what he wanted too much and allowed him to get entitled.
So they allowed him to get away with too much.
I think so. And now with Los Angeles, they immediately held him very accountable publicly.
Well, but he's got his medical team. I do feel like, though, in a way, and I'll say, I think we were unfair to him with the weight and the stuff like that. That guy being a big guy, whatever, guy is a hell. I mean,
yeah,
one of the best. I just know that how, like, we're all sitting there talking about, God, we miss Luka. But there was a time there where, like, well, that guy can't get up and down the damn court. That guy can't do this. But
didn't it feel like that was more like the way minority of people, though? That was
no,
like 10, 15%?
No, I didn't feel that way. I mean, maybe I'm reading it the wrong way. I kind of feel like, though, as a media group, and I'm not just saying us, but there was, and maybe there's people, I'm not talking about the people that were living with the team and all, because you're absolutely right. There were people that were tired of dealing with his medical team, or tired of dealing with this, or tired of dealing with that. But that big son of a gun went out there and played his ass off for you every night. And that's the thing I'm missing right now, is we don't have that guy playing for us, and it bothers the heck out of me. But I wonder if we in the media had a hand in running him off.
So you're kind of throwing a flag at the idea, like you don't think Luka would really want to come back.
No, I think I'm not throwing a flag at it. I'm just saying I'd love for Luka to come back, and I think he would love to come back. I think he would. I was just asking you the question that you feel like as a media that we were way, way, way too hard on him.
I think everybody would have to answer that individually. Yeah. But yeah, I think the majority of people were much more difficult on Nico. Like in the entire equation. Luka wouldn't get off the refs. You know, he wouldn't get back on defense. The effort wasn't there. Like when he was feeling it, the effort was as good as anybody that's ever played the game.
But when he got Kyrie with him, when it differed, didn't like, it was like Luka would like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Play really, really hard for three quarters. And then the fourth, it was like Kyrie would come and take over. It's like
it was beautiful.
Luka wouldn't have to worry about making baskets. He could just try and get back on defense and get in somebody's way. I just can't believe that this former GM saw.
Yeah.
That he was that blinded. How could you not watch those two play together and not feel like that, man, we could be one of the top teams in the league if with these two.
Yeah. And I think you still could. If you could somehow finagle a way to get him back off Los Angeles.
I don't think Los Angeles gives you back, right? But maybe if you did, now maybe if you moved
flat, not at 8-3.
Yeah.
Maybe at 13-18. Like, if you took a couple of injuries out there in L.A., maybe Luka got hurt again himself, and they end this year out of the playoffs and then start next year slowly. I think, it's not a totally dead idea in my mind, although the probabilities of that happening are very low.
I like what you're trying to do. I'd love to have Luka back. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I would rather watch a bad basketball team with him playing than anything, if that's the case.
The only way defense wins championships is after you already have a transcendent offense, an offense that cannot be stopped no matter what you bring to the table. And Luka was the rare player that was really undefendable, because if you committed enough resources, he would find the open guy. Yeah. And, only a few players in history have had the skill set to be undefendable. So, I think the idea that his defense isn't good enough is valid, and he would have matured and evolved into caring more about it. I mean, just getting back on defense or just agreeing to move your feet. But it was game three against Boston where he totally gave up.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I have too many good, maybe the Mavs kind of homer guy in me, is that I just saw too many nights where –
yeah.
Where we were playing competitive basketball because he was knocking down shots.
Yeah, the thing I'm interested in doing a revisionist investigation about when it comes to this whole deal is what I mentioned about 5 minutes ago. Like, were the people that wanted Luka out, did they become emotional, or did they get wrapped up with what Nico said, or was this a fair evaluation that most franchises would have come to?
I don't know how you could come to the evaluation of everybody that has generational players, like the Packers put up for all those years with Brett Favre, put up all those years with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
When you have those kinds of players, you turn the other way. Hey, what could I do? How could I help? For Aaron Rodgers, my guys in Green Bay were telling me it's never good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It is never good enough. Maybe it got to the point, but I think those guys – And I think some guys that are still currently in that building over there down the street, I think there's some guys that went into to job preservation mode. And sure, Nico. Yes, Nico. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant trade, Nico. Close the door behind the scenes and going, my God, what did we just
do? Can you believe what he just did?
Can you believe we just traded that? I don't know how you could sit there in that office and feel like that we got the really the best thing out of this. And if you're a real basketball guy, you're saying, why we're trading for a guy that's often hurt for multiple games. You know, and Luka has his faults too, don't get me wrong. But gosh, when it came time to pay, he was at the pay window. He was playing.
He was incredible. But you know what was his role in this? Like, here's another report from today is, you know, the after the fact reporting of the firing is kind of the subject here. Nico Harrison allowed Anthony Davis's medical staff to be hired by the Mavericks, but didn't give the same privilege to Luka Doncic.
Did not. Absolutely did not.
Like, why did it become so personal or so adversarial inside? Was this an honest reaction to Luka being petulant and immature and not being a hard worker?
I don't think he respected Nico as a general manager at all.
And he didn't respect Bob Vulgaris or Mark Cuban Jason Kidd, like challenge the bleeping call. Like, how much was his disrespect out of control? And what we're seeing in Los Angeles now is him correcting course and realizing, well, wow, I was a real idiot when I was 23.
Yeah, and it's called growth. Mm-hmm. It's called, hey, I've got to get myself in shape, and hey, I got to do this, and hey, I got to, you know, be better at it.
And the best teams manage that and allow you to grow with them instead of having to move you.
The Mavericks honestly just gave up. Mm-hmm. I mean, they gave up, and they had a general manager in place that was, he had a vision for how to make it work. But it took getting some people, it took a team getting sold, and it took getting Mark Cuban out of the way for him to get that done.
Which takes us to the next branch on this topic tree and why the Mavs must tank ASAP. I wouldn't play Anthony Davis in another game. I need to preserve his trade value. And the same might be true for Kyrie Irving, depending on what they can get for him. Maybe PJ Washington as well, who's got a shoulder now. But updated report on where Flagg would go in the 2026 draft. Yesterday they said
five.
Maybe behind DeBonsa Peterson in Kansas. You got BYU in Kansas that are, at least at this point, the top two picks coming in the NBA draft. But another evaluator today saying it could actually be five or six if this next group of guys continues to grow. And this is a special generational draft. I don't want to say it to downgrade Flagg in any way. I think he was the clear number one pick this past year, but it's just a matter of who you could put along with him.
That's what I would say. That's now become my hope, that if you in fact aren't good enough, and they might just be rolling the ball out there, not good enough, and lose games naturally without having to tank.
Yeah.
But the thrill for me is, can you add somebody to Flagg to help him?
Yeah.
You know, that's my next hope.
I mean, trade for picks that might turn into lottery picks and extra chances to jump into the top five.
Sure.
Trade for, we got a shot of in the 20s of being the 1 in 10 picks that's actually an instant starter here. There's a couple of guys that were taken out of the lottery
last year, right? Remember how that thing, we were watching that thing on TV unfold? That was crazy.
It can really happen for you. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Here's a question for you on the Cowboys, Brian. Is there anything they can do Monday night to make you believe they could run the gauntlet and maybe finish 5-2 down the stretch? If they win this game, they need to go 5-2 to get to 9 wins. Blogging the Boys asked today in their Friday discussion, what do they have to do to make you believe? And I had my instant reaction to that question was, I don't think there's anything they could do against the Raiders.
Game. Not this game. They can't. You need to go out and handle business. If you don't, then we get to talk about the draft for the next couple of months. Yeah, but there's nothing against the Raiders. My hope is that the new players on defense get acclimated. They get a good feel. The communication's good. You don't see big problems. I mean, Carson, once again, having another game, you know, that's what I would just.
Yeah, individuals.
Show me some better play. Now, when you get my attention, beating Philly at home, maybe on a short week beating Kansas City, that's where you get my attention. But you've just given away too many early games. My hope, you can't do anything against the Raiders that make me feel any different. but you can against Philadelphia and Kansas City.
I mean, a 40-0 win would feel great, and I guess that would suggest, hey, maybe this defense has figured something out and the offense is back. We went out there on the road. All those would be good things, but yeah. I need to see them beat a quality team. And
yeah, they are a better team than the Las Vegas Raiders, but they're capable of playing just as badly as the Raiders, though, too.
This Kalen Carson story is a lot of fun, and it was just one game, and it was...
There's your hope right there. If you can find a way to get him to play well going into... He plays well Monday night, and then you turn around against Philadelphia on a short week, you know, and be ready to go. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, to have him out there, and if he's showing like that... He's got confidence. He's healthy. He's playing the scheme. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's tackling. He maybe knock a ball down or two. Yeah, give me as many of those situations because you're going to need him the next 3 weeks. I mean, you are going to absolutely need to be at your absolute best playing against Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Detroit.
The Philadelphia game last year was especially bad for Kalen Carson as well. He ended the season with one of the worst coverage grades in all of the NFL. It was 36.7. And like bad starts in the mid-50s on PFF.
Yeah.
One week in, his coverage grade 22 points better. He was sitting at a 58, which is right on the cusp of actually being NFL average. So can you follow that up against the Raiders? I absolutely think so against those receivers.
So. Yeah, they're going to try maybe to challenge you with the crossing routes. Nobody runs more crossing routes than these guys. So if you're in some of those man coverage situations, there might be some chasing or picking up guys coming across the field you have to be ready for.
And then, you know, the possibility of being better than Kyir Elam is out there as
that
well.
That is teetering to being something that maybe one or two games you can see that being replaced.
That would be an absolutely amazing development. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Salute once again to Jacob deGrom, named 2025 AL Comeback Player of the Year. Set the team record for whip, walks, and hits per innings pitch at .92. Actually bested Nolan Ryan's mark from 1991. So that's exciting. I hope he comes back, and I hope they build an offense around it that can put deGrom in a postseason game here for the Texas Rangers in 2026. But at least, I mean, that's a huge feather in his comeback, and it's some of the best numbers he's put up, almost best numbers anybody has put up ever of all time, like his 2.57 ERA, third lowest in the expansion era among starters who have at least 200 starts. So the longevity here with deGrom is a factor, and if they do decide to move on, hopefully they can get more than, I think what you told us at midseason, you talked to one of your baseball sources out there and said it wouldn't be compelling. I hope that's changed.
Yeah, I hope that's changed too.
All righty, we're back to Crosstalk with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you.
Well, it's Kevin and Blake tonight.
Oh.
Kevin Walker and Blake. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Fred's up watching.
High school. Yeah, he's watching football.
I think they're in like round three this week up
there.
Yeah,
he's excited about it. So hopefully everything's okay, but looking forward to seeing the young guys do some work tonight.
All righty, and we're back to mix with the Fan After Dark here coming up next, the G-Bag Nation Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.